That actually goes down to the next point. So we've gone through 2 weeks of audit with the state auditor's office. We've had three to four auditors on site for 4 days each. Well, actually, no, they left early, they left on Wednesday last week with Pam not being available. And we've been making headway through a lot. They're covering 2 years, 2015 and 2016. There will be one or two back next week for about 2 or 3 days, and wrapping up the field work component of the audit. And so we'll be reviewing through the financial statements and their kind of preliminary findings that they've had. I would say that these are the auditors we've had out here have been very sharp and very professional and very efficient at what they do, very conscientious, and I've been really happy with them.
Good.
They've been great. I think that's about it for my component. Is there anything else you can think of that for me to add? Okay.
Any further questions for Chris?
No.
Okay.
So as far as community, lots of class has been going on, and Lainey and her crew's been getting the every 15 minutes program set up for April of this year. So, and that's been a lot of thanks to the EMS Association for their contributions to this. IFF Local 3219, we have finished our contract negotiations, and we'll be discussing that at the end of this tonight. The CID, they have moved the tentative meeting for us to either be January 11th, the 16th, or the 18th. This is that the government needs to have additional time to put their presentation together. This is what Fredman has said. He said this first meeting will just kind of go over the negotiating process that they want to be meeting with us about. And there will be little to no negotiations from us, that they're just going to come out and tell us what their fact-finding is, and then it'll be a slew of meetings after that.
Okay, and so I know that Michael and I had been slated to go to that, and given that he won't be a commissioner anymore, it feels like we need to make a different arrangement.
So it's...
Let's consider that. I think... you still would be able to go, so we're looking for a replacement for it. And I, quite frankly, would like to go. So unless somebody else really wants to badly, okay. Why don't we do that? We'll make a replacement. Monica and I will attend that meeting. Now you're saying that it's just basically it's a one-way communications exercise. They're going to tell us what they found, and that's it.
They're going to be going over their findings and doing their presentation of the findings that they have.
And will our attorney be with us?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll be doing this at our attorney's office.
Okay,
in
good.
Seattle.
In Seattle.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, then.
As operations, our EMP of the month is Awan Hubbard. He is a Seattle firefighter, and he has been instrumental on a couple calls that we had extrication on. So he received the EMT of the month. EMS and fire, our talks continue with the chief and myself, and then the two of our commissioners and their commissioners have been talking. We've been working with other departments with water rescue and medical protocols. I've met with Dr. Sullivan on Monday and discussing a little bit more about that. Community paramedicine, the ACH, they've come out and the state did some recalculations, and they are cutting their funding available to all projects in the state by about 25%.
Oh, geez.
So what that means for our region is that it's going to be cut from about $22.3 million down to about $16.7 million. But the community paramedicine project is still leading the pack, so we should be doing pretty good on that. So we'll be having more to follow. And then the ACH is looking to have a meeting here on San Juan Island sometime in April. So there'll be a big, they're one of their executive meetings.
Okay.
So Chief, can I ask a question? So has that been finalized? Is that the status of that? The project has been finalized and they're just communicating outward?
No, they have not. They haven't finalized their projects yet. Their projects have been sent to the state for review, and we should be hearing by the end of the year what projects they decide to fund.
Okay.
But there's eight projects that is possible, and this North region has decided to fund all eight projects.
Okay.
So we don't know which ones that they will be doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have another community paramedicine meeting come December 1st, which is Friday at 8:30. Mm-hmm. That's all I have for the commissioners. We've been awfully busy with everything else, so it's going to be a pretty short report for me. Any questions for me?
No.
No questions? All right. Thank you. All right, the next item on our agenda is audience participation. We have a 15-minute limit on that. We don't have a podium and a microphone, so just to ask you to sort of stand up and speak loud, perhaps so everybody could see you if you want. We may have you move over to a section there so you can talk. Is there anybody that wants to address the board this evening? Okay. No. That looks like no, and it looks like we can move on to the next item of business. The next item of business is the topic of the pending vacancy in commissioner slot number 4. Would the commissioner that really wanted to get that on the agenda care to start off a discussion or a motion on that topic?
Yeah, I propose that we do that.
Okay.
That was in anticipation of getting a formal letter of non-participation, let's put it that way, by Peg LeBlanc. I don't think that's come in, has it, Nathan?
Have you received it, Mr. Chair?
No.
No?
No. So there's really not much to talk about in the absence of that.
Okay.
You said that she didn't file PDC reports anyway.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
You said she didn't file PDC reports anyway, right?
Yeah, there's a myriad of issues there, and I think it is an issue that we'll need to address when it comes up in January, if there is that vacancy, and which I anticipate there will be. But there's a very well defined, spelled out process that even starts with our own bylaws, and then the RCW 42-12-070 that lays it all out, what we're supposed to do. So when that position becomes available, then we'll swing into action and we'll get it filled. Okay. The next item on the agenda is Resolution 17-478, the surplus assets. And Jerry, that is a resolution that you put forward. Would you like to make a comment on that?
Yes, sir. So we have some assets that we need to surplus. So one is our oldest ambulance that we just replaced with a new one. And this ambulance is 25 years old, and it has not very many miles on it, but it's in very, very good shape. So we need to get that surplus.
Is that the one that's up at Roach?
No. That is normally the one that is at Roach right now. And we have it now sitting in Dr. Edwards' hangar, just being out of the way.
Okay.
And so what generally happens is that we surplus it, and then another agency may pick it up. And that's indeed what Shaw Island would like to do.
Oh, good.
Their ambulance is on their last leg. They're trying to buy a new one right now. And so this one would fit the bill for them beautifully.
Okay.
We have lent it to them when their the one that they have now has been in the shop, so they're very familiar with it.
Okay, good.
And then the idea is that once they have it and they get their new one, that they would, this would be could be used as a community ambulance. So like if Orcas needs to borrow one, or Lopez, or if we need to borrow one, we could, it'd be a floater going around there from Shaw Island.
How do they determine a price for something like that?
Generally, it's $1.
Is that just a transfer?
Yeah, it's just a transfer that where they pay that. Department of Emergency Management just bought one from Darrington, I believe, for $1. Mm-hmm. So that's about the price that they go for.
Okay. And then, Chief, just so I understand, how do like ongoing maintenance expenses, have you guys talked about that? I'm just curious. So does Shaw pay for that?
Shaw would pay for that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we'll be just transferring the title over to them.
Okay.
And so then the computers that we have on the list there, these were old computers that we've had IT look at that has no value. In fact, we've already destroyed, I think, probably 7/8 of those computers because they're hard drive, and just making sure, because they have HIPAA information on there that we don't want, don't want out there.
And Chief, how old are those, just out of curiosity?
I'd have to look at the serial numbers and when we bought them, but they don't even support the any of the Windows.
They don't support Windows 10 or 7. They're Windows XP machines.
Okay.
Yeah, and maybe even older than that.
Okay.
So these are all just sitting up there taking space that we needed to,
get rid of.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is a resolution. Do we need to do this? We need a motion to approve the resolution.
Can
we
so have moved. It?
Okay. Moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded that we approve resolution 17-478. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. All right. That's approved 5-0. Just make a note on that so that we get it for.
And then I also like that. Would that resolution also include selling it to Shaw?
I don't think it's
that's not
part of the disposition.
Pardon me.
However, you want to dispose of it.
Yeah, I think that's your prerogative.
That's
change.
Your prerogative.
Yeah. It's just
ideally go to Shaw.
Agree. All right. Thank you.
Good. The next item is the feasibility of exploration that's going on for the merger with Fire District Number 3, and Dr. Edwards and I have been meeting with
Bob Jarman,
and we've had, I think, two meetings so far. We've got another one scheduled for Friday. We are making quite a bit of progress, I would say, on identifying all the issues, you, Michael, and Jerry started us off well with a pretty good list of what the major kind of talking points would be that we could get started on. And I know you've reached out to MRSC and
Ben Lindekugel, Association of Washington PhDs,
right, to get some questions answered. And I see this, and I'll open it up for you here, Michael, in just a second. I see this as a process that's going to be ongoing for a while. It will expand as we move forward. We've talked about who would be the next people that we'd be bringing into it, who would be the groups of people such as lawyers and whatnot that we'd start to need to contact to get various questions answered. And at some point here in the not too distant future, but when we have enough of that in place that we kind of know a little bit of what we're talking about, then I envision that we'll start opening it up to the boards. The chiefs are already being involved. We're getting information from them. The medical director, Dr. Stone, is being involved in the discussions. And I know that Bob Jarman has contacted Island Air. And so there's discussion going on at this point. Michael, would you like to add anything or correct anything there?
Yeah, I see that Brad Creasy, who's a fire chief of Fire District 3, is here. So I might ask you after I say a few words, Brad, to share your take if you feel like it. If you